For today's top stories, I'm Tonataka Villa. Namibia and Botswana have signed 8 new agreements to strengthen bilateral ties during the second session of the Binational Commission, witnessed by President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa and her Botswanan counterpart Duma Boko. The deals cover energy, labor, health, culture, policing, and science and technology. UNAM lecturer Dr. Omukakuya Hamatundu weighs in.
Employment, for instance. If Botswana and Namibia can team up and, let's say, set up a joint venture in Namibia where they are going to pool financial and other resources like skills, etc., and grow to come to a point where they can have that scale to export what they are either manufacturing to the other African countries, for instance, using the African Continental Free Trade Area. That will be a very great idea. And in the process, of course, they'll employ people because they'll set manufacturing plants, be it in Namibia or in Botswana.
Then a passenger bus carrying people from the Eastern Cape to Zimbabwe and Malawi overturned on a steep Limpopo mountain pass, killing 42 people, including 7 children, officials have confirmed. Here's Limpopo Premier Phofi Ramathuba spokesperson Tilivali Muava.
Rescue operations continued to happen, with several injured passengers being transported to the nearby hospital for medical care. The Premier, together with various MECs, will visit the various hospitals where those who are injured are being attended to.
Madagascar's government has warned that the country is facing an attempted coup as more soldiers join a youth-led protest movement that has shaken the country for over 2 weeks. According to Reuters, elite CAPSAT troops who helped President Andry Rajoelina in the 2009 coup have called on fellow soldiers to disobey orders and support the demonstrators. And finally, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has won the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize for her fight for democracy and human rights. The 58-year-old who leads Frente Venezuela lives in hiding after being barred from running against President Nicolas Maduro in last year's election. The UN's Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson Tamim Al-Kitan.
We congratulate Maria Corina Machado on being announced as the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. This recognition reflects the clear aspirations of the people of Venezuela for free and fair elections, for civil and political rights, and for the rule of law.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.